think it's really appropriate that we're standing here in the middle of nature, that we can hear cicadas like calling, and we've got all this noise of technology around, and we've got a hive of people inside bubbling with ideas. So, you know, it's kind of appropriate.
A crowd of around 500, including leaders from the space industry, participants of the International Space University Program, or ISU, personnel from Florida Tech, NASA, and local space companies, as well as the general public, gathered this summer at the Gleason Center on campus at Florida Tech. They came to hear from speakers such as Dr. Sarah Jane Pell at the first joint TEDx event resulting from collaboration between the ISU, NASA's Kennedy Space Center, and FIT. One well-known space professional in attendance of the event was Captain Winston Scott. Scott, who's logged over 24 days in space and completed 3 spacewalks, said he was impressed with all the presenters, but added,
"Being an astronaut and a musician, I really like the presentation by Ms. Pell that talked about the link between science and art."
As an independent artist, commercial diver, and explorer, Pell's contribution to the event was a look at using the ocean as a space analog environment.
I look at the kind of aesthetics of life support and the human performance behaviors and limits underwater. So I try and experiment and play with what it feels like to be floating and falling, to be confined or to have a limited breathing space, or to be dependent on oxygen, or that fragile kind of human space, which is really similar to other explorers in extreme spaces, like astronauts in outer space.
The next portion of Pell's talk involved some passive audience engagement.
I then spoke to the audience and tried to get them to imagine art in their own lives and talk about all of the amazing moments when an idea comes together or it's thrown apart in new and completely different ways, to argue that every space project needs an artist, whether it's from inner space to outer space, from deep space to ocean space, from cyberspace to real space, every space project needs an artist.
TEDx ISU's theme was open source space. Along with Pell, speakers included a medical doctor and a blues musician, as well as engineers and scientists. Innovation and sharing of ideas and information were reoccurring concepts in the talks.
Well, the talk I gave was about open source space in the context of information about what's going on in space.
That's Brian Whedon of the Secure World Foundation. Whedon spoke about increasing information availability to those that fly satellites and others to make it safer and more sustainable. He also talked about improving tracking of orbital debris, which he explained is a result of humanity's increasing activities in space. This debris is presenting a growing risk to satellites, having the potential to damage them.
You know, space is pretty big. I'm talking trillions and trillions of square kilometers. But the stuff is concentrated in some certain regions. And it's all a predictive, statistical game to figure out, are two things going to collide? You can't really tell yes or no. You have to kind of predict and guess. Two things collide in space, you now end up having hundreds or thousands of new objects that are now in space as well. And over time, that builds up and starts to pose potential hazard to other satellites.
Whedon said it's not always easy to figure out which country put which object into space, and transparency is important as it can ease conflicts between global governments.
But there's also a risk, you know, as more and more countries are relying on space for national security, mishaps, mistakes, accidents, or even, you know, irresponsible behavior in space can spark or escalate conflict. And so increasing information about what's going on in space can help reduce that risk as well.
Another interesting presentation at TEDx ISU were the micro-helicopter robots. Programmed to play 6 musical instruments, they even played the theme from one of the James Bond movies, a demonstration of technology making music, something that Captain Scott, as a musician himself, could appreciate.
I really like the demonstration of the robots that were programmed to play music, the nano robots that play a musical selection. And for people who didn't see that, they really ought to go on the TEDx website and take a look at that one.
TED is an acronym for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. During TEDx ISU, leaders from the space community aimed to address how the power of ideas and sharing of ideas in technology, entertainment, and design influences, and inspires their work in space.
And really, it crosses so many boundaries. You know, if we want to have innovation, if we want to be bold explorers, artists and scientists both have curiosity and both work towards discovery. So if we can share our tools, if we can share our language and our knowledge, new things are possible.
See more, including photos of the TEDx event, at wfit.org. For WFIT Public Radio for the Space Coast, I'm Michelle Walker.